Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're joining us here on Studio Classroom as we're talking about some travel trends.
Yes, I know when I like to travel, I especially like to go visit different places and eat the food that is famous or popular there. And that is a trend among many people now.
Yeah, people love to eat and enjoy new flavors, but you might not have thought of going to a convenience store. That's what we're talking about today in this article called The Rising Trend of Convenience Store Travel. Let's go learn more.
The rising trend of convenience store travel. Travel is becoming about everyday experiences. When you travel, you probably think about famous landmarks to see or exciting activities to do. But have you ever thought about visiting a convenience store on your trip? In Asia, convenience stores like 7-Eleven and Family Mart are part of everyday life. People visit them to grab drinks, snacks, or quick meals. For many tourists, these small stores have become surprising travel highlights. Visitors walk in to explore shelves full of unique food they cannot easily find anywhere else.
Friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 landmark 这个名词，意思是地标、里程碑。例如 ，Taipei 101 is a famous landmark that helps people orient themselves in the city because of its great height. 台北101是座著名的地标，由于它的高度很高，可以帮助人们在城市中辨别方向。接着我们来看 monument。指的是纪念碑或是纪念塔，例如 ，Flowers were placed around the monument to honor fallen heroes who saved others. 人们在纪念碑周围摆放了鲜花，以纪念那些为了救人而牺牲的英雄。再来看 attraction， 它是指吸引人的事物或是景点，譬如 ，The elevator on the cruise ship became a popular attraction.After a piano was added for passengers to play as they rode along. 游轮上的电梯在加装了一架钢琴，供乘客在搭乘时弹奏后，变成了广受欢迎的景点。
Travel is all about experiencing something new. Let's talk about some of the things you might experience on your next trip.
Well, something that a lot of people are starting to like experiencing are everyday experiences. These are normal things that happen in daily life.
All right, for example, these apps improve everyday experiences.
I do hear people say this a lot, Garrett, when they're telling me that they're going to go travel somewhere. Many people will say, I don't want to just do the touristy things. I want to have some everyday experiences.
Yeah, or they might say, I want to try and live life like a local. It's not that they're having everyday experiences they normally have in their life, but the kinds of ones that other people have in that other place.
Exactly. And an everyday experience that many people have is going to the convenience store. Let's read more about it.
All right. When you travel, you probably think about famous landmarks to see or exciting activities to do.
But have you ever thought about visiting a convenience store on your trip? I might have visited some convenience stores on different trips I've taken, but it's usually just because, well, it's convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you need a bite to eat. As you're going home or back to your hotel, and you just grab something quick.
Yeah, grab is a great word for us to talk about, friends. We're going to see it here in just a moment. If you grab something, it means that you take something very quickly.
Very quickly or very conveniently and easily. For example, you might want to grab your coat before you leave the house if it's cold outside.
A common way we use this word grab is to grab a bite to eat. Usually when we say this, we're talking about doing it very quickly. We're not sitting down and having a meal. We're probably stopping at a fast food restaurant or maybe a convenience store.
Yeah, so we're asking, have you thought about going to a convenience store while you are traveling? In Asia, convenience stores like 7-Eleven and Family Mart are part of everyday life.
People visit them to grab drinks, snacks, or quick meals. I know as someone who lives in Asia, I often go to the convenience store to grab coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I go there to grab all sorts of things, from a coffee to a quick meal.
Sometimes my kids forget something on the way to school, like a face mask or something like that. Convenience stores are great for that too.
You could even grab some clothing, maybe if you spilled something on yourself, like a t-shirt or some socks.
Convenience stores really are convenient.
They sure are. So we see here for many tourists, these small stores have become surprising travel highlights.
All right, we need to talk about what this sentence means, but first let's define a few of these terms. First, we see that word tourists. These are people who travel for pleasure.
Yeah, for example, many tourists love to visit locations with a beach during the summer. Tourists are people who are traveling.
And many tourists feel that visiting convenience stores is a travel highlight. A highlight in this situation is the best or most enjoyable part of an experience.
Yeah, think about trips that you've been on, maybe visiting a large waterfall or a big monument was the highlight of your trip.
Let's look at this whole sentence one more time. For many tourists, these small stores have become surprising travel highlights. Now, Garrett, you and I both live in Asia, so we are used to going to the convenience store all the time. It's part of my almost daily life. But I've noticed that when I talk about this with my friends from where I grew up, this isn't something that they're used to. It's something that's special for them.
For the most part in the US, my experience has been convenience stores are a place next to a gas station.
Or part of the gas station. You only visit that store when you're filling up on gas or maybe you're on a road trip.
Right, and you can't find the same variety of things there as you can at these ones in Asia. I know on my last trip to Korea, I enjoyed going there and trying out the snacks and the drinks.
And that's exactly what our article is all about. This is just convenience store tourism.
Well, we see one more sentence here. Visitors walk in to explore shelves full of unique food they cannot easily find anywhere else.
I want to talk about this for a moment because I think the reason people even know about some of these foods now is because of social media. Someone from one country might visit another country and then they film what they're eating or film what they find. And because of that, those videos and photos can go viral, and that's how more people even know about the things you can buy at convenience stores.
I think you're right. Well, friends, what do you think about this? We have more to learn, so let's go to our next reading.
The rising trend of convenience store travel. This travel trend is called snack tourism. It involves visiting convenience stores in different places to try local snacks and drinks. These stores often sell items that are not expensive and are easy to carry. Many visitors take home interesting snacks as souvenirs.
Tourism 这个名词意思是观光业、旅游业，譬如 tourism is good for the local economy because it creates jobs in hotels, restaurants, and transportation. 观光业有利当地经济，因为它为饭店、餐厅和交通运输业创造了就业机会。相关的名词是 tourist， 是指观光客或是游客。譬如 ，The tourist asked for directions to several famous sites in the city。这位游客询问了前往市区几个著名景点的位置。另外，我们来学 hospitality 这个名词，意思是好客、殷勤招待。例如 ，Addison and Caleb show warm hospitality by buying food and drinks they know their guests will enjoy。Addison 和 Caleb 展现了温暖的待客之道，他们买了客人喜欢的餐点和饮料。
We've learned a little bit about this new trend. Let's define it together and talk about what exactly is happening.
All right, here we go. Defining this trend, we see it in the first sentence here. This travel trend is called snack tourism.
Snack tourism, being a tourist, but not to go to special landmarks, just to try some snacks.
Yeah, and this is a trend now, friends. This word trend means something that becomes popular,usually for a short period of time.
All right. Often when we talk about trends, we're talking about fashion trends, certain types of clothes that become very popular for a period of time.
So snack tourism involves visiting convenience stores in different places to try local snacks and drinks.
All right. It involves this. That means it includes that. It's an important part of what we're talking about.
Let's use the word involves in another sentence. This game involves teamwork.
It is a part of the game. So this trend involves visiting these convenience stores. These stores often sell items that are not expensive and are easy to carry.
Well, this is a really good point. I remember when my brother came and visited me last year here in Asia,There were a lot of little trinkets and specialty things with characters or brands that were recognizable, but there were different products or different trinkets or little souvenirs that you could buy, and they're not expensive and they're small, so my brother bought some.
So they are popular with visitors. We see again, many visitors take home interesting snacks as souvenirs.
A souvenir, friends, is a small item that's bought to remember a trip. Usually a souvenir is something small, although it can be big as well. And generally, it's something that isn't necessarily useful.
Not super useful. I will say, when we use this word souvenir in English,We're not usually talking about food. We're talking about things.
Yeah, and it's usually something that you keep for a long period of time. When I think of snacks, I generally don't think of a souvenir because snacks are consumable. It's not something that you can keep for a long period of time to remember your trip because you're eating it.
Yeah, but in this case, in our article, we did describe these snacks as souvenirs. And I am going to say something about this.If you want those snacks to take home to try different flavors, which is fun, don't go to the convenience store. Go to a local grocery store. Those things will be cheaper.
Yeah, and usually you can find the exact same products. It's usually a good idea to ask someone who lives in that country, especially a local, what the most famous or best things to buy in that place are. They can tell you exactly where to go.
Yeah, and I always enjoy going to grocery stores, not necessarily convenience stores, when I travel. Well, friends, we will hear more about this topic in just a moment. First, let's take a deep dive.
Deep dive! Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's think about it. The other day, someone asked a simple question, What do you want to do this weekend?Sounds easy, right? But suddenly, there were too many choices. Stay home, go out, try something new. I had to stop and really think about it. The phrase think about means to consider something carefully. You're not deciding right away. you're taking time to look at your options. For example, she is thinking about joining the school club, or he needs to think about his decision before answering. Now, let's explore a few other useful think phrases. Think of can mean to imagine or create an idea. For example, can you think of a better solution to the problem? Think over is very close to think about, but it often suggests a more careful review. For example, I need some time to think it over. Think ahead means to consider the future. For example, good students think ahead and plan their time. And think back means to remember the past. For example, when she thinks back to her childhood, she smiles. So whether you're making decisions, imagining ideas, or remembering the past, thinking is doing a lot of work in English. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The rising trend of convenience store travel. Snack tourism has become even more popular because of short videos on apps like TikTok and Instagram. Travelers love posting clips of unusual snacks or fun drinks that they find in convenience stores around the world. On your next trip, step into a convenience store and see what small adventure is waiting on the shelves.
The teacher used an interesting video clip to help the scientific concept stick in his students' minds. 这位老师用了一段有趣的影片来帮助学生牢记这个科学概念。接着我们来看 segment 这个名词，意思是部分或是段落。譬如 ,The article on workplace satisfaction began with a news segment describing a burglary that took place during a typical workday. 这篇关于职场满意度的文章以一段新闻片段作为开头，描述了一起在正常工作日时发生的窃盗案。类似意思的还有 snippet 这个名词，它是指一条或是一则资讯、新闻或音乐。譬如 Neil's fame began after he shared a snippet of his music online to inspire others. Neil 在网络上分享了一段自己的音乐来启发他人，因而开始成名。That's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见喽。
We said before that snack tourism has become a trend, but for something to become a trend, people have to find out about it. How have people found out about this trend?
We see the answer in this next section, friends. Let's read it together. Snack tourism has become even more popular.Because of short videos on apps like TikTok and Instagram.
Of course, these days that's how many things become popular. If something is popular, it's liked or known about by many people.
Let's use popular in another sentence. This song is very popular right now.
All right, so this trend has become popular on these social media sites. Travelers love posting clips of unusual snacks,or fun drinks that they find in convenience stores around the world.
Let's talk about this word, posting. When you post something, you put it online, usually on social media. This could be something like a photo or a message.
All right, for example, some people enjoy posting travel photos. Other people enjoy posting photos of their cats.
Is this something that you enjoy watching, Garrett? People posting videos or photos of things that they're eating when they travel?
You know, I wouldn't watch a video probably of someone going into the convenience store, but there is kind of that genre of videos where someone sits at a table with many different things to try and describes what they're tasting. those can be fun.
There is a certain time when I do enjoy these kinds of videos. That is when I'm getting ready to travel to that place. If I'm trying to research what I want to do or what I want to eat at a place, I might consume this type of content.
I thought you were going to say that you enjoyed them when you were hungry.
That is another time that I do enjoy these kinds of videos.
Well, friends, on your next trip, step into a convenience store and see what small adventure is waiting on the shelves.
All right, we see something else that we need to talk about here, and it's step into. When you step into something, it means that you enter or go into a place, but it can also be talking about a situation. You're stepping into or going forward into something.
Let's try and use that in another sentence. While you're in town, step into a museum and look around.
Here, of course, we're talking about literally stepping into a convenience store, to set foot in a convenience store to see what you might want to buy.
Yeah, and it is interesting we describe this as small adventures. I think that's because the snacks you buy are not very big.
I think that a lot of times the food that people eat in a certain location can tell you a lot about their culture. So for me, finding interesting things to eat when I travel is very important.
Absolutely. Well, friends, thanks for learning with us. We're not quite done, but right now it is time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看名词加 that 加主词加动词句型。That 在这个句型中是关系代名词，用来引导限定的关系子句，修饰前面的名词。That 在子句中可以做受词或主词，用来说明哪一个人或事物。当 that 在关系子句中做受词的时候，常在口语或非正式文体中省略，在关系子句中做主词时则需保留。另外 ，that 不能引导非限定关系子句。来看这个例句 ：She wore a dress that impressed everyone at the party. 她穿了一件让派对上所有人都惊艳的洋装。
Friends, this has been a really fun article where we've been talking about food and convenience stores, and now we have a fun talk about it question to finish up our lesson with. Here it is. If a tourist visited your country, what convenience store snack would you suggest and why?
You know, I think this is a hard question to answer. I don't go to convenience stores in the US all that often. But one thing I have enjoyed sharing with friends outside of the US that maybe you can find at a convenience store would be saltwater taffy.
Saltwater taffy is a very American snack.
Yeah, it's a very American snack, a candy. It doesn't go bad very easily, and it's fun to share. I'm not 100% sure you can find it at a convenience store.
The one that I have as well is not something I'm sure you could find at a convenience store. In fact, I'm pretty sure you can't find it at a convenience store. I would suggest that someone bring back Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scouts are a group in the United States, and every year these girls sell the most delicious cookies that you have ever tasted. They're a little expensive, but they are all American.
But you know what? Maybe you can find a Girl Scout in front of a convenience store, so there is a connection.
There is a connection there. That is a very good point, Garrett. All right, friends, well, if someone were to visit your country, what would you suggest they bring back as a souvenir to eat? That's a great thing that you could talk about in English. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.